Perhaps the most useful, and by useful I mean strategic, a word we gotta hug close to our hearts and use it as a criteria, a standard against which to judge anything we do to get to forward our future freedom, our freedom. May that be something that is not what we think of in the future, but something we deserve right now and begin organizing for it right now. Perhaps the most useful strategic way of thinking about hidden power, as we neither know nor care who these 10,000 power guys are exactly, is a series of suppressions or thefts, i.e. the effects of these busy SBs, global misanthropists. What has been taken from us, ourselves most fundamentally, that must be recovered for us to have certainty about the need to defend it. That came up in the article on the Zapatistas we referred to last week by Wolverine DeClaire, and we'll be coming back to that notion of having something you are willing to defend. I mean, that's sort of the key, as I think a number of folk right now are noticing. Let that be the recovered self, because we have to start grasping or wrapping our minds around the fact that it is this individual self we have to feel allegiance to in order to want the bigger societal vision that allows that individual self to flourish. We can't want that global alternative if we don't desperately want this jewel, this gem, this treasure, which is ourselves, our individual self, to be able to flourish and expand limitlessly. And we want the authentic. I mean, that's key. We can't expand limitlessly if we don't have a world designed by us that is honest. We have been synthesizing and advancing our ancestors' gifts, coming to terms, to our own terms. Because remember, we've had many discussions on Bentham's point that whoever claims the definitions claims the world. And so we want a world that allows us to be big. And that means we have to have our own concepts in order to discuss and plan for that world. We are coming to our own terms with what has happened to us. What is this history that we are given, if not a history of our suppression? What does this history mean for us, if not the theft of our greatness? And I mean that very seriously. And we need to ponder that each individual human being possesses greatness, the seed of greatness. And that has been suppressed massively across the millennia, which is why it is going to be a dazzling thing to see those seeds start to blossom, start to bloom, those seeds start to sprout and bear fruit. And that's our future. And we have the tools such that future can be very soon if we begin these discussions. A big if, I know. Saying pretty much something along those lines for, you know, three years here? Is it 3 years here or four? I think it's about almost 4 years now here. And Waking Up has been out about 6 years, the book. So, but we are ending 10,000 years. I've always been an impatient person. Well, these power guys have been helping me with that challenge. Trust. They are very willing to help me with that one. And they have. Most definitely.